here's a great example of what I was talking about a couple minutes ago. Because visually, this comic and then this comic a couple of pages later are more or less identical. I changed it a little. But the dialogue has changed. This time it starts out by saying, "Where the hell is everybody? I want to fight someone. I'll fucking make up imaginary motherfuckers in my imagination and battle them just to get some extra practice before a real dude comes by." And then there's like a, can't really tell what kind of being is right here, but he says, "You move quick, motherfucker. I can see you in my imagination, but not in the real world." And he says, "I'm gonna imagine that you're Karate Snoopy. That way I can practice beating your ass up." But again, look what happens. "You fucking pain in the ass. I'll kick your ass even in your imagination. Plus, I don't even need to be in my Karate Snoopy mode to demolish you." This guy is left thinking, is this guy imaginary or real? Because something that happens in this book is like, everyone starts to get real confused and exasperated about like, who is real? Like, am I fighting for real? Am I just practicing? Is the person that I'm fighting a real person? You know, things of that nature. So now we can talk about, speaking of Karate Snoopy, so the other character that I mentioned is this circulatory system, basically. And when I used to start selling this comic, I would always get these emails, like, and I used to like to just imagine it's like some kid in middle school who like somehow came across the comic. And I would get these emails like, "Well, you know, who would win if, like, Karate Snoopy and the circulatory system met?" Because they never, like, in the comic, they never actually meet. Like, they never fight each other. And so I start getting these emails like, "Who is better? You know, my friend says Karate Snoopy would win the circulatory system. But I think the circulatory system would win." And I just write back, I'm like, "Listen, man, I think they're both really tough." But then a beautiful thing happened, which is that this high schooler in Wisconsin, he sent me this fan fiction. He wrote this story, not a comic, but just like a, you know, like a prose piece. And he sent it to me and said, "Listen, I was sitting in class, really bored. I started working on this story about your characters. And what the story is, it is a story about what happens when Karate Snoopy and the circulatory system, when they meet," which is something that I never had them do. And when I got the first email from this guy, I printed it out to read it, and it was like 8 single pages. And he was like, and he was like, "Well, that's the end of part one. I'm already working on part two. I really hope you like it." So I wrote this guy, and I was like, "I really like this, and I wanna post it on my website. You know, I wanna have just like a fan fiction section on my website. So if you go to my website, you can read." The story is called "The Battle." It's called "The Battle of Five Times," and it's just like it goes on forever. If you like to read about these guys fighting, you really need to check out the story. Having said that, this is one of two possible origins of the circulatory system. How this guy came to be. So it starts off with here. You see, he's holding some kind of like fighting stick. And when I got the clip art, it was really dark for some reason. Like, it was gray. And so it's like the situation, like, well, I think this guy looks really tough, but he's fucking in a gray square. Like, what can I, you know, I want to use it, but I have to explain why he's a different color. So he says, "God damn, this is some thick fog. How am I supposed to battle motherfuckers? I can't even see." And then this guy, this is actually two pieces of that I put them together. The guy says, "You're trapped in my mental fog box. I'm going to tear you up with this shit." He thinks, "Oh, shit." And then he says, "I can break out of this shit if I just concentrate hard enough. Come on, do it, motherfucker." This guy says, "What the fuck? You're turning see-through." He says, "Oh, yeah. Does anybody feel like messing with a see-through motherfucker?" This guy says, "Fuck that shit." You can tell he just runs away. I mean, it's the same clip art, but I mean, it's so that's one thing. And then the other thing that I just wanted to read from this book before we move to the filing book is, I mentioned this this beautiful piece of clip art of these two guys hauling another guy away in an ambulance. And once I found that thing, like, I got really productive. I made a lot of stuff about these ambulance drivers. And I'll just read a couple selections. Let's see. I think the first appearance of the ambulance guys is right here. They say, "Hey, we sure are taking motherfuckers to the hospital recently." This guy says, "Damn, I love keeping ambulance drivers busy." My motto is, "Support your local hospital." Ha ha. "What the fuck? Ready to fight, motherfucker?" Ha. "Motherfucker, are you ready to gaze up at the ceiling of an ambulance?" Says, "Hey, didn't we just take somebody to the hospital?" It goes on for a couple of pages. let's see. A couple pages later. "If I had a penny for every karate motherfucker who we take away in our ambulance..." "Hey, ambulance driver, am I keeping you too busy?" "Tee-hee. You see, I have a medical condition. It's called show motherfuckers the inside of an ambulance-itis." "Ha-ha. Hey, think you could treat my condition at your fancy hospital?" "Tee-hee." Ambulance driver says, "Yes, we can treat your condition, motherfucker. Now get the fuck inside this ambulance."